1 Timothy chapter 4, verse number 1. Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of devils. Notice doctrines is plural when it's dealing with devils. God has one doctrine, but the devil has a bunch of them. Verse 2 says, speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. That means their conscience, they feel nothing. They have no conscience. And verse number 3, forbidding to marry. Now, there are some groups that won't let their priest marry, forbid them to marry. And commanding to abstain from meats. That's why I eat meat. They tell me you ought to lay off the meat and eat. That's the signs of the last days, people. Daddy, underline that in your Bible. All right. Which God hath created to receive with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth. For every creature of God is good, and nothing to be refused, and to be received with thanksgiving. For it is sanctified by the word of God and prayer. If thou, now here, verse number 6. If thou put the brethren in remembrance of these things, thou shalt be a good minister of Jesus Christ. How do you want to be a good minister of Jesus Christ? You've got to put the brethren in remembrance of some things. And nourishing up the words of faith and of good doctrine. Notice doctrine there is singular because it's talking about the doctrine of the Bible is only one. Doctrines of devils is a bunch of them. That's why you have all kinds of churches in Dyersburg, Tennessee. There are all kinds of churches everywhere. There's doctrines of devils, but God only has one doctrine. Faith of a good doctrine whereunto thou hast attained. Now I want you to turn a few pages. Look at 2 Timothy. Now Brother John dealt with this extensively last Sunday night. And I'm not going to preach on this, but I do want to read it. He read these verses last Sunday night. This know also, chapter 3, verse 1 of 2 Timothy. This know also that in the last days perilous times shall come, for men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous and boastful, proud, blasphemy, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce, despisers of those that are good, traitors, heady, high-minded, lovers of pleasures, more than lovers of God, having a form of godliness, but denying the power thereof. From such, turn away. Amen. All right, let's go to the Lord in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, I ask you to bless now in just a few minutes. God, you bless us now. Help us. Give us the words that we need to say. God, I pray. Boy, it's already been a good service. Lord, please, help me not to mess it up. God, I don't want to mess up the service. Lord, you've been so good to us already. The singing and the giving and how we have magnified you today. God, I pray that you'd help me not to diminish that at all. In Jesus' name we pray. And all of God's people said, amen. I'll be honest, here this morning, I don't know what kind of message this is going to be. I'm just going to share with you my heart. We here at Holy Hills Baptist Church, we have our church here in Dyersburg, Tennessee. I have a burden for Dyersburg, Tennessee. Brother John has a burden for Truman, Arkansas, and where he's going, and we're supporting that. But I want to say this morning, to share with you from my heart, and give you some things, what Dyersburg, Tennessee needs more than anything else. This is a few things that they need. I believe with all of my heart, Dyersburg, Tennessee can be reached for the cause of Christ. People can still be saved. Revival may not can come to this country. I don't know if that's over or not. Some preachers say it's over. Some people say it's not. I don't know. I'm concerned about Dyersburg. I think and I believe that Dyersburg can experience revival. And I know for sure that Holy Hills Baptist Church can experience revival. What does Dyersburg, Tennessee need? Well, Paul was informing us here in these few verses that evil was going to be greater and of a greater intensity as the further we get into the last days. evil is being accepted and promoted by our society in a bolder way today than ever before. Verse 13, if we would have kept on reading, says, "But evil men and seducers shall wax worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." You say, "Preacher, what does Dyersburg, Tennessee need more than anything else?" Get ready and write them down. Number one, Dyersburg, Tennessee needs preaching that brings repentance. Preaching that brings repentance. 2 Timothy chapter 4, "I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at His appearing and His coming." Preach the Word. Be instant in season and out of season. Ladies and gentlemen, whether you know it or not, preaching is out of season today. But we are to preach the Word while it was in season, and we're to preach the Word while it's out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth and shall be turned into fables. Charles Finney said this. He had a sermon entitled this, "How to Preach So as to Convert Nobody." How to preach as to convert nobody. And this is how he said in his message, you do it. You preach about sin in general, and you never preach about sin with anybody sitting in the congregation. Never name sin. Just because we have a generation of people with itching ears is no reason to trim our preaching to suit people's condition. He is not to give them what they want to hear, but what they need to hear. A preacher said this, "The pulpit has failed the churches, and the churches have failed America." Dyersburg, Tennessee needs preaching that brings repentance. What does preaching do? Preaching brings, or comes about, it disturbs people. Real preaching disturbs people. Acts 2 and 37. "Now when they heard this, they were pricked in their hearts. And they said, Men and brethren, what shall we do? What shall we do to this preaching? Or how shall we respond to this preaching? Because it brought about repentance." Real preaching brings about true Bible repentance. Isaiah 58 says, "Cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet." That's why we holler. That's why we creep. That's why we spit. That's why we sweat. It's because Isaiah said, "Lift up your voice like a trumpet and show my people their transgression and the house of Jacob their sins." There's got to be preaching on sin. We don't want to hear preaching on sin, but we've got to hear preaching on sin. Amen. Hey, alcohol is still sin in the Bible. Abortion is still sin in the Bible. Amen. A man calls it an alcoholic. God calls it a drunkard. Anything that alters your spirit, where you're not in control of your spirit, whether it's beer, whether it's alcohol, whether it's wine, whether it's pills in a bottle, if it alters your spirit, you're not in control of your own spirit, you're open and acceptable to evil spirits to come in. That's why they don't let you drive when you've been drinking. Duh! You're not in control of your own body. And preachers need to rear back and preach about sin. Man calls it an alternate lifestyle. God calls it an abomination in the sight of God. 1 Corinthians 1:18, "For the preaching of the cross is to them that perish foolishness." The preaching of the death, burial, and the resurrection is foolishness to those that are going to hell. But unto us that are saved, it is the power of God. Verse 21 says, "It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe." You may be looking at me this morning saying, "That preacher is foolish." But God says, "That's what pleases me, the foolishness of preaching." We have been far too afraid of disturbing people. But the Holy Spirit will have nothing to do with a message or a minister who is afraid of disturbing people. light disturbs. When you turn the light on after you've been in the dark all night long, you turn the light on real quick, you pull the covers over your head because light disturbs. That's why you get uncomfortable while the preaching is going on, because we turn the light on and people want to pull the covers over their head because they don't like, men like darkness rather than light because their deeds are evil. Dyersburg, Tennessee needs preaching that'll bring repentance. Mr. Jones, the Welsh preacher, the great Welsh revival preacher, said present day preaching does not save men. Present day preaching does not even annoy men, but leaves them precisely as they were, without a ruffle and without the slightest disturbance. Used to, when preachers would preach, people would come to the altar in the middle of his message. Why? Because they were disturbed and the Holy Spirit of God was putting them under conviction and making them nervous. Back in the old days, they just wouldn't let you get up and romp around all the church while a preacher's preaching. They had more respect for the Word than that. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Well, we don't want to go there, do we? Preaching that brings repentance, it disturbs and it directs. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path, and I will hide its words in my heart that I might not sin against God. It gives us a little direction. You know what preaching will do? It'll divide. It'll divide the sheep from the goats. Preaching that brings repentance. Number two, you know what Dyersburg needs? They need preaching that'll bring repentance. Number two, Dyersburg, Tennessee needs people that will bring respect. People that will bring respect. As Philippians 2:15, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. You know what Philippians, Paul told the church at Philippi? He said, we need some people that'll be blameless. We need, not sinless perfection, but some people that will have some upbringing about them and some standards about them that when you look at them, you can say, there, my friend, is a Christian. The sons of God without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation. We need to shine, if you will. They profess, Titus 1:16, they profess that they know God, but in works they deny God. A recent Gallup poll reported this, very little difference in the behavior of the church people and the unchurched. No, very little difference between the two. They go to the same places. They drink the same things. I was wanting a little more help than what I'm getting. Vance Havner said this, we have too many noun Christians and not enough action verb Christians. Are you a noun Christian? Just by name only. Are you a action verb Christian? To make a difference, you have to be different. Amen. So instead of making an impact on society, the church is ignored and treated as though it don't count. Hey, y'all want me to preach? Y'all want me to preach? One of the reasons that you can buy lottery tickets in groceries and the gas stations is because Christian church people, saved people, voted for it. The reason we have liquor by the drink, and you can go into Applebee's and wherever else and get you something to drink, and you got beer at Walmart, is because Christians voted for it. Y'all said you wanted preaching. If the Christians would start acting like Christians and voting like Christians, if you'll quit voting for those that believe in abortion, if you'll quit voting for those that haven't got any standards about them whatsoever, Lord, I ask you to help me not to mess this service up. The church is entertained by the same pleasures. The church has embraced the same poisons. They drink the same thing at Lord's Supper that you can get at the corner liquor store. Wine is a mocker. Strong drink is raging. And whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. the church enters the same places. They embrace the same practices. No difference in the church and in the world. Dyersburg, Tennessee, if Holy Hills Baptist Church wants to be a beacon, if they want to be a lighthouse in this community, I pray that God would give us some people that will stand up and say, Dyersburg, Tennessee needs preaching that will bring repentance, and they need people that will bring respect to the Christian community. Not only that, Dyersburg, Tennessee needs power that will bring results. Zechariah 4:6 says, He answered and spake unto me the word of the Lord unto Zerubbabel, not by might nor by power, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord of hosts. A loss of power in the churches. People don't respect the church anymore. He used to, the church. Before the elected officials had to come to the church and see how they were going to go and what direction they were going to go to make sure what direction they wanted to go. But my friend, it's right the opposite now. They don't consider the church. Why? It's because, amen. We're not anything anymore to them. Why? Because we have sat out on the job and we're not standing up. Listen, Dyersburg, Tennessee. Listen to me, people. I'm not preaching hateful. I'm trying to tell you, Dyersburg, Tennessee is dying and going to hell every day. And my friend, it's time, if we're going to be anything for God, it's time today to stand up and say, hey, we need preaching. That'll bring repentance. We need people that'll bring respect. And we need some power that'll bring some results. Power that brings a changed life. Used to when people got saved, there was a change. Used to when people got saved, before they got saved, they were under conviction first. That means they get real nervous in the church. That means they get real, they just fidget and they can't sit still. And it's conviction. Have you ever been sitting in church, saved or lost, makes no difference, and the preacher's preaching and the Holy Spirit of God starts pointing His finger on something in your heart and life? That's the Holy Spirit of God dealing. Be thankful. Say, preacher, I like to go and be comfortable. I like to go when the lights are low dim. And I like to go when they play the same music on Friday night that they do on Sunday. And I like to go and be real comfortable. I like to go and when I leave, I feel just real good. And I don't worry about my sin. I can still, amen, we need a church that'll stand up where people will leave this place uncomfortable until they get right with the Holy Ghost. Power that brings a changed life. Number two, power that brings a changed love. Appetite. An appetite for the Word of God. An appetite for the Word of God. I got to hurry. Preaching, it brings repentance. That's what Dyersburg needs. People, it brings respect. That's what Dyersburg needs. Power that brings results. That's what Dyersburg needs. And they need praying that brings revival. Praying, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face, turn from their wicked ways, then I'll hear from heaven, will forgive their sin and heal their land. You say, preacher, you're talking about the nation of Israel? I know he is, but it sure is a good principle. I think if we will do this verse right here, you say, preacher, all that ain't to us with folk, First Chronicles or Second Chronicles out. Well, you do that, my friend. But if you'll do what He told Israel to do, you can get the same response that Israel will get. He will hear us. He will heal our land if we'll bow our knee and pray to a holy God. All that God is and all that God has is at the disposal of prayer. Did you know a preacher told me this one time? He said, the devil can wall you in all around you, but the devil can never roof you in.
That's right.
That means you've got access at all times to the heavenly throne room.
Amen.
Prayer. Jeremiah 33:3, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things that thou knowest not. Praying. Be careful for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving let your requests be made known unto God. I read several years ago about a bird, a little bird that can sleep on its perch without falling off. Y'all ready? Y'all look like you need a little story here, so I'm going to break and tell you a little story. And I've seen people, I was amazed by people. I was amazed of this bird that could do that and sleep while he's sitting up on a line there. And I got to thinking, I said, well, that's not odd. There's people that can come to church, sit up straight up and go to sleep. But this bird, it'll go to sleep and it's sleeping on just sleeping standing up. The secret is in the tendons of the bird's legs. They're constructed that when the leg is bent at the knee, the claws contract and grip like a steel trap. That means when his legs, I'll be over in a minute. That means when his legs is bended, he can't fall. Bunch of heathens over there. Let me get them over here. When the knees are bent, you can't fall. We woke them up over there. Hey, church, you know how to keep from falling. Bend them knees and hold on. Let me get off the outline just a minute. They told me, some of you know this, but they told me when we moved here, they said, preacher, there's always been a beer joint right there, and you might as well face it, there's always going to be a beer joint right there. That's what they told me. But you know what we did? This is before Trinity Baptist Church merged with Holy Hills Baptist Church. This is before that. We got together. They came over. We was right in this building before the carpet was ever laid down. I was standing about right here. We joined around. Y'all remember, Brother Jerry, you remember? We gathered hands all the way around this. I don't even think sheetrock was up. May have been. I don't remember. But we gathered around all this old building. We were fixing to go before the board, the beer, whatever you call it, the beer board, whatever you call it, the next on a Monday night. We got together on a Sunday night. We said, God, we're praying over this issue. We know what the world says. They say it's always going to be one over there. But God, we're bending our knee and we're holding on. Amen. Well, guess what, people? Next week, already, they've already started. Anderson Printing is moving in next week. Anderson Printing. Now, I'm going to send them a tape. Maybe they'll send me some money for advertising. I'm not advertising them, but I want you to get the picture. Anderson Printing don't sell beer. Amen. Hallelujah. And they paved the parking lot, and they said, preacher, tell you folks, park over here in time to get ready. We not open on Sunday. We was going to try to buy the thing. Brother Jack, you remember? We was going to try to buy it. God says, I'll let somebody else buy it and have you a good neighbor over there. They'll pave the parking lot. Y'all can still use the parking lot and save you money. What does Dyersburg, Tennessee need? They need prayer. Praying that'll bring revival to this country. 1 Thessalonians 5:17, pray without ceasing. And I'm done. Lastly, what Dyersburg, Tennessee needs, I'm sharing with you my heart now. I think they need this. They need a passion that'll bring refreshment. Independent Baptist Church has probably one of them. Some, if you go to the wrong one, they have one of the sorriest attitudes. And I can talk about them because we are them. I mean, we're not, you understand. I can talk about them. But they'll have the sorriest attitude about everything. They'll preach on hell and preach it as if they're glad you're going there. They preach on if stuff that is in the Bible and stuff that ain't in the Bible. Amen. But you know what Dyersburg, Tennessee needs? Listen, folks. Yes, we're strong on what we believe about the Bible. We're strong about what we believe about the virgin birth. We're strong about what we believe about Jesus being the Son of God, the only Son of God. We're strong about that. We're strong about salvation only being one way. We're very strong about that. But even while we are strong about what we believe, Dyersburg, Tennessee needs to see passion that'll bring refreshment. They need to know that a church, yes, Holy Hills Baptist Church, man, you wouldn't believe. They you don't believe this, and they believe that, and they believe this, but you know what? They care for people. I mean, you know, you go up there, yeah, they do a little shouting. Just the other day at the post office. A lady come to me, she said, "You, Brother Jerry?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "You Pastor Holy?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "Y'all Baptist?" I said, "Yeah." She said, "I heard y'all Baptist." I said, "Well, won't you come and find out?" She said, "We're real quiet at our church." I said, "Well, that's more like a funeral home. We're a church, not a funeral home. We come in here because somebody is living, not because somebody is dead. You go to the funeral home because someone's dead and you'd be real quiet. But when you come to church, we're talking about somebody that's living. Hallelujah. And that's why we're a little vocal about it. You'll see people in our congregation sometimes. They're not like everybody's different. Now everybody's not expected to do like I do or do like Brother Jason does or like Brother Jerry does or whoever. But every now and then, boy, everything will be going good. The singing will be going real good. And you'll see some people that don't normally, they'll go. They'll just feel like. And every now and then, they'll say, "Amen." And you can't hardly hear. But it won't be long. 3 or 4 months, you'll be hearing them love everybody. "Amen." I say this, people. And I'm serious when I say this. I think Dyersburg, Tennessee, before the Lord will come, before the Lord comes, I believe He's given us one last opportunity to reach people before He comes. I believe with all my heart, we need preaching. We need praying. We need power. We need passion. We need people that'll bring respect. We need people that'll bring respect to the Christian community. We really do. And I believe God wants to see that before He comes and gets us. Dyersburg, Tennessee. I know the whole world needs that. The whole world needs that. But folks, right here, let's focus right here on Dyersburg, Tennessee. This is where God has given us in New Bern and surrounding areas. It's what God has given us. Do you know there's people that drive here from Friendship? People drive here from Alamo. People drive here from Bales. Not because of me, not because of Brother John, not because of Brother Mark, because they want a place that's different than all the rest. God help us to be that. God help us to be that.